from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Happy National Radio Day. Did you know? I didn't know until I got home on Wednesday morning. It's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday. I didn't know until I got home on Tuesday morning. Dang, 30 seconds in, there goes the perfect show. That's how it rolls here in the main studio of the Infinity Sports Network. I won't even tell you what's happening behind the scenes because it's not worth it and it will depress me completely. So instead, I'm going to focus on the fact that it's National Radio Day and I love what I do. It's a job. It's not fun and games. It's work and it's hard sometimes, a lot of the times, especially over the past couple months with no producer. It's been pretty tough in a business where resources and personnel are shrinking. It's definitely gotten tougher. However, I am still at the very basic level, a girl who fell in love with radio as a teenager and who still, every night when I turn on the microphone, remembers why I do what I do and what I love about it. And so on this National Radio Day, first of all, thank you for supporting me and supporting After Hours. And thank you for showing up to hear the show on a regular basis, or if you catch it on podcast, though apparently not on Tuesday. I'm sorry. All I can say is I'm sorry. I have no idea what happened to the podcast. I don't know why it wasn't up. I don't know why it wasn't available. Something about a transition. Maybe Manny can jump in. Do you have any idea what's happening with the podcasting or why the part-time producer who worked with me the last couple nights would not know how to podcast?
Yeah, so there was all of our stuff here at the network side. It's when we're podcasting now, we're going to use a completely different program. And it kind of came out of left field. No warning.
What a shocker.
And a lot of people didn't know what was happening. So we should be able. I took the training earlier today. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to have the podcast up with no issue. But it did take a couple of emails back and forth to get things rectified.
That's it, huh? Just a couple emails?
Just a few.
Well, I hope that your emails and your requests for help were met with more proactive.
Oh, they were not.
Forward motion than mine are.
There were some big emails that went across the network over the last few days that, yes, Manny didn't get.
Huh. It's funny how that happens, right?
Interesting.
Doesn't it make you feel so important? So included? It
didn't make me feel great, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's how I feel. So I'm with you on that one. I feel the same way when things go wrong and no one prepares us or lets us know that it might be happening and we have to adjust and pivot. But see what I mean? This is why on this Tuesday night, August 20th, that I want to focus on why I love radio and also focus on the real reasons that I do radio and that I've made it my choice of a career. So thanks again for tuning in. Thanks for your support. I know that a lot of the things that I stress over are things that many of you don't even notice. but I'm a perfectionist, and the last 6 weeks have required lowering my standards, which I do not do. I don't handle it well when I have to lower my standards and accept something less than excellence. If it's me, I'm much harder on me than I am on anybody else, but it's really difficult to do. As many of you can attest to, it's really difficult to do a good job when there's not a whole lot of support and when you kind of feel like you're not just doing your own job, but you're doing other jobs as well. And that's the nasty cycle, just the frustrating cycle we've been in here on After Hours for the past 6 weeks. However, producer Pete will be joining us following Labor Day. And as I mentioned earlier this week, he has more experience than any producer I've worked with since the network started. And we're really excited about the chance to partner together. So that'll be great. Just got to limp to the finish line. But in the middle of all of that frustration and at times just discouragement and dejection of the last 6 weeks is National Radio Day. People ask me all the time, why do you work in radio? How did you get into this business? When did you know you wanted to do radio for a living? And it was my intent, and maybe I'll do it at some point during the show, although I'm not exactly sure when I'll have time, but I'll try. The fact that I just wanted to record a video for you, didn't have an opportunity, and just, yeah, whatever. It's just par for the course this summer. And so instead of doing a video, I instead want to just share that with you because it's a testament to following dreams and sticking with it when things don't really go the way that you expected. It's a testament to running into brick walls, falling flat on your face, failing miserably, getting fired, getting dropped from a rotation, in my case, a radio rotation, just to keep going. Because, yeah, if you have a calling, if you have talents and skills and abilities that you know can be used in a particular way and that you desire to use in a particular way, I do believe that commitment and dedication and perseverance can pay off. So when I was a teenager, I grew up in the backwoods of New Hampshire, as in we had a bear that lived in our front yard, backwoods of New Hampshire, though they were technically part of the capital city of Concord. So we lived out in the woods, and in order to follow my beloved Boston Celtics, and I didn't really discover them till I was, early teens. I wasn't much into pro sports, college sports. I really just played my little league and a couple of other sports that I enjoyed, and that was kind of it. But in early teenage years, I discovered the NBA, cut my teeth on late 80s, early 90s NBA, and just loved the Celtics. And Larry Bird was my favorite athlete. Really enjoyed watching those Celtics and Lakers rivalries. And then later, of course, the Chicago Bulls, the Detroit Pistons. And for those of you who know your NBA history, those were the years that kind of made me fall in love with that sport and that league. But because we lived out in the boonies and we did not have cable TV at that point, the only way I could listen, the only way I could follow the Celtics on a regular basis and know what was going on, they were on national TV every now and then, but not as often as I wanted. And so I had to follow them on the radio and would listen to Johnny Most and Glenn Ordway and some of the other earlier Celtics play-by-play announcers pre-Sean Grandy, who's been doing it now for a long time. As I would listen at night while I was doing my homework, or at times, I don't know if my mom knows this, but she probably does now, maybe I've told her, I would have the radio on underneath the covers when I was supposed to be in bed. And I would listen to my headphones. Now, they were not obviously AirPods. In fact, they were not earbuds. They were the type that go over the top of your head, but plug into your ears. So my Walkman, I used to have a Walkman. Remember those? Bright yellow Walkman?
Just barely.
I wonder, the 90s are back, you know. I wonder if I could find that somewhere. I've probably gotten rid of it, but I think that'd be really funny. And so I would either sneak the radio broadcast underneath the covers, or I would listen while I was doing my homework. And I fell in love with the idea that you could tell a story or describe the action in front of you in such a descriptive and appropriate way with all of the adjectives and the color and the flair. And by doing that, by telling that story or describing the action, you could make people feel like they were there and that they weren't missing anything simply because they couldn't see what was happening with their own eyes. And so it really was then that I became a radio junkie. I actually preferred to listen to shows and to games on the radio. And that was when I decided, 16 years old, after a few years of listening to games on the radio, that was when I decided that I was going to be the first female play-by-play announcer, radio play-by-play announcer in the NBA. And also that I wanted to do a career in radio. Now, at that time, women did not do sports radio. That was absolutely unheard of. And I did have some very well-meaning advisors from high school and my church and even in my family who said to me, well, maybe you should have a backup plan. Probably should have something to fall back on because women don't do that. Well, I appreciated that, I suppose, but it was not going to deter me. In fact, I'm a contrarian, and so if you tell me I can't do something, generally that's going to spur me on and make me even more determined to prove you wrong. This is actually something I've mentioned every now and then, but I don't know how many people know it. I was in the middle of applying for the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. I was really interested in going to the Naval Academy, maybe playing basketball there. And I was interested in serving our country in the Navy. But then it became very apparent to me that my heart was in radio, and my heart, not to mention my talents and my abilities, were all pointing me in a different direction. And so I decided that instead I would pursue a career in radio. I had no idea how to do that. Honestly, I had no clue how to get that done. And so I decided I would pursue a career in communications, or a degree in communications, I should say, first, and then that I would go to another school, as it turned out, Syracuse, and get my master's in some type of media. And that was the path that I pursued. And I remember the very first time that I ever talked on the radio was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at Messiah College, which was where I did my undergrad. And I was nervous as heck. I had no idea what I was doing. I just remember feeling like I was a fish out of water. And why would anyone in the world want to listen to me? Honestly, that's what I thought. Why would anyone care what I had to say? But as I tell my students a lot of times, it was a safe place to land. There were probably 7 people listening. There was no internet back then, so it's not as though it was broadcasting live around the country or anything like that. So it was a place for me to mess up, to make mistakes, but to get comfortable speaking into a microphone as much as possible. And then going on to Syracuse and getting my master's in TV and radio and working 3 internships and a job and getting my start there, those were the seeds that were planted. Having a mentor who had worked in TV news himself, who believed in me without hesitation. So that's where it came from. And of course, the path has been a winding one. It's been a road that I would not want to walk again. So when people say, I hear people say every now and then, including friends of mine, I wish I could go back to my 20s. I wish I could go back to my 30s. My response is hell to the gnaw. I already lived through all the crap. I already walked that road that seemed like it took forever at times to get to a job where I felt not just validated, but free to be me and do what it is that I do best and carve out a show that fits me. Although this summer, it really hasn't felt like it fits me much, but we'll get back to that. And so, yeah, that's where I got started. And I know that the brand of radio I do is not for everyone, and that is okay. I long ago gave up on the idea of needing people to like me or needing to please everyone or feeling like I had to appeal to everyone all the time. That's a little bit like getting buffeted by the waves, right? You can't possibly please everyone all the time. And radio is very subjective for its listeners. You can poll 10 people. 5 people might tell you that they love the show. 4 people might tell you they hate the show. And another person might tell you meh. It's very subjective. It is for me, too, in terms of what I listen to and what I watch. But on this National Radio Day, I would love to hear from you. Now, it is our hump show, middle show of the work week. And trust me when I say this has been one hell of a week already, and it's only Tuesday night. So if you want to ask questions, you can send them to my Twix. I guess I retweeted it from our show account, but it's on either one, at A-Law Radio or at Amy After Hours. Either is fine. And then also on our Facebook page, there's no big thought bubble. There's no bright orange banner. It's just a couple words from me. That's the best I can do this week. So you can check that out on either of our social media. At some point, I do hope to record a video. I swear to you, I plan to have it done when I came in earlier, but we got sidetracked by some technical difficulties. And so we're going to forge our way through this edition of the Hump Show, and we are going to answer your questions. Manny's going to make his list, and he'll ask a couple hours from now. But in addition to that, I would love to hear from you about radio. What do you love about radio? And you know what? If you hate radio, great. You don't have to tell us that. But what do you love about radio? And if you have a favorite radio host, it does not need to be me. This is not a cry for validation. I have a favorite radio host myself that I listen to. Not many in sports, but I do have some favorite radio hosts. So is there a favorite radio host that you have that you really enjoy listening to that maybe is nostalgic for you? Maybe you listened going way back to a particular play-by-play announcer, or maybe now you listen to a radio host that keeps you company when you work, something along those lines. So cool stuff for National Radio Day. As long as I can remember, people have been predicting the demise of the radio medium, and it's definitely changed. There's no doubt about that, but we're still here. There is a special place for radio in our nation and globally, for sure. The connection, the personal connection that radio has for its listeners is unmatched anywhere else. And even when you listen to podcasts, it's still radio. I mean, that's still a radio format, still a radio medium. There is, I think, something really unique about how listeners and hosts, or listeners and announcers, can connect. It used to be a box. I think many people now listen on devices or phones. Whether or not you listen on a terrestrial radio, whether you listen on a smartphone or an iPad or a desktop, maybe you listen on satellite radio, it's still radio in its very basic form. And I've been reminding myself of that this summer. What matters most is the connection. The bells and whistles are nice. The features are great. I like to have a lot of audio and appeal to people all across the United States as a national show. But it just hasn't been real possible. And it hasn't been quite what I like to do this summer. And so instead, I'm focusing on the fact that it's still radio. And this is what I've always wanted to do since I was 16 years old. And that I will never take for granted. At A-Law Radio, again, on our Facebook page, I'll put up a post. It is the Hump Show, so send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. But you can also let me know what you love about radio and if you have a favorite radio host. Not me. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Mookie swings and drills one down the left field side. That is a fair ball. It rolls into the corner. Around third is Edmund. He will score. And Mookie Betts has a Mookie moment here at Dodger Stadium, tying the game in the bottom of the seventh with two outs, with his 18th double of the season. He swings and hits a deep drive to right. This ball is gone. It's a home run. run, a three-run pinch hit home run for Jason Hayward, and the Dodgers lead it 6-3. Oh, how do you like that? Jay Hay comes up big time off the bench for the Dodgers.
Plenty of fireworks in the National League West for the teams that are battling at the top. Both the Dodgers and the Padres, who remain red hot, end up with late rallies. So the Dodgers score a run in the seventh and three in the eighth, while the Padres manage two in the seventh and four in the eighth. Both teams trailing. Neither team ended up with an L. This is the way it goes right now in the National League West. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The call's there on Dodgers Radio. And I just threw up a post on Twix. I'll get to the one on Facebook. But why do you love radio? Do you have a favorite host or a station when you listen? I'd love to hear from you on National Radio Day. So you can, again, find that on my Twix page. My Twix page, that sounds funny. You can find it on my account online, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page. And then as you're there, you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Thanks for hanging out with us, 855-212-4227. Manny, I'm not sure if you noticed, but because I'm sitting in a different seat on this edition of the show, I do not have access to a computer with the names of any callers that we might have. It's pointing the other direction. Yeah. I'm not normally sitting in this seat. So we kicked Marco out. Marco was here, but again, technical difficulties, no need for me to complain because it'll sound very bitchy. I'm feeling kind of bitchy. It's a bit of a mess. And so I'm sitting in a different seat. I'm not using a laptop. I had to take Marco's desktop. So he's gone. And for that reason, everything's odd. I'm on the other side of the studio. I'm looking at Manny from a different angle. The lights are off. Everything's weird. Whatever. I guess as long as the voice works. Me, 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 me. Does the voice work?
That sounded pretty good.
So, anyway, for that reason, if we do have any callers, you'll just have to let me know. Capiche?
I think I understand that. Do you want me to text it to you?
Let's see. Phone. Make sure my phone is working. Sure, you can do that. Okay, it's fine. Actually, this is kind of funny. When I let one of the managers know that our equipment is not here, the computer equipment that we normally use, it's somehow vanished. His response was, "Well, do you have an iPad?" It's very helpful. Thank you. No, I do not have my iPad with me. Nor do I have an iPad. Actually, I have an allergic reaction to all things I. All right. So why do you love radio? Do you have a favorite host or station or network? Because we're a network when you listen, and we'd love to hear from you in honor of National Radio Day. Again, at A-Law Radio. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, just to talk a little bit more about the National League West. It's good for me. I love Mookie Betts. He's one of my favorite players in all of sports. He gets in there with an RBI that the Dodgers needed. Shohei Ohtani goes 2-for-5, Freddie Freeman, and then Teoscar Hernandez. So that's your top four. And actually, if you throw in Gavin Lux for the Dodgers, each of their top five in the batting order had hits. Now, each of them also struck out at least once, but the Dodgers lineup is rounding into form. Max Muncy homered again, just returning after 3 months away. And then, as I mentioned, Betts kind of sparked their late game rally against the Seattle Mariners. So the Dodgers get their win, but no joke, there is no slowing down the Padres right now.
Swinging a high fly ball, deep left center. This one way back and gone. Manny Machado, a two-run homer. And just like that, this game is tied at three. Swinging a drive into left. This one's way back and it is gone. Jurickson Profar strikes again. A go-ahead three-run home run in the eighth inning. It's 6-5 San Diego.
You guys, that's the voice of Sammy Levitt. He's a previous guest here on the After Hours show, and this is a guy who just got to make his national debut when it comes to play-by-play So he's going to join us at the top of the hour from San Diego. Really excited to give him his props because he made his play-by-play debut as the voice of the Padres the last couple of nights. So for those of you who are listening on our San Diego affiliate, well, you know about the Padres and how they are carving up the game in the last month. 22-5 since July 20th. How about that? Now, credit the Dodgers because they've managed to stay in front. But if you're paying any attention to the standings, you know that that lead for the Dodgers has shrunk. It's down to 3 games. And so Padres are right now the hottest team in baseball, along with the Astros. The Astros did lose to the Red Sox on Tuesday, but Padres have won 9 of their last 10 series, and they've got both pitching and hitting, plus the defense working now. And so it's pretty impressive to see the surge that they've had over the last month. So the dog days, they've got nothing on the San Diego Padres. 855-212-4227. Kathy is listening in Maine. Kathy, welcome to After Hours.
Hi there. I've been listening to you for years and years, 15 Aww. Probably. I'm 80 years old, and I've been listening to radio since I was 15.
Oh, I love that. What do you love about radio?
Oh, I love the way people, when my host is on, I love listening to everything that's being said. It's mm-hmm. so clear, and I can actually see it in my head. I mean, you know, I'm with you, listening to the radio underneath my covers at night when I got older in my 30s. So, because my husband, so I wouldn't wake him up.
Right.
In my transistor radio.
Yeah.
But I don't know if any younger people know what a transistor radio is, but.
I never had an actual transistor radio. Like I said, I had a Walkman that I would listen to, or a boombox, either one of those things. But you know what? Not that long ago, I had to follow a game in the evening, and my husband was already sleeping. And so I was doing the same thing. I think it might have been a Friday or a Saturday. I can't remember which one. Like, babe, I just have to listen to the end of this game. So he was already asleep, and I was listening with, it's my Bluetooth speaker now. I was listening to the game on my phone, and same kind of thing, had it turned way down so that I wouldn't wake him up.
I know, isn't that awful? Yeah, you feel kind of silly, but, you know, everybody says you have one way of listening, you know, and radio is my thing. And I keep telling everybody, including my daughter who lives in Las Vegas, listen to Amy Lawrence if you want to listen to a Yankees game, because she's a Yankees fan.
I am? Wait, I'm a Yankees fan?
No, my daughter is.
Oh.
And I said, the only way you're going to listen in Las Vegas to a East Coast, affiliate is get on Amy Lawrence on, you know, I said CBS, but you're in Infinity now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been listening through your grandma, your wedding. Oh, it is so wonderful to have somebody to really make you feel like you're somebody.
Oh, well, my entire goal in doing radio is to connect with people. So if it makes you feel as though we are connected, that means I have accomplished my goal. Thank you, Kathy.
You have accomplished it. Yes, you have accomplished it.
That's nice.
For me to get up at 2:00 in the morning just to listen to your show.
Right, in Maine, from a fellow New Englander. Did you grow up in Maine?
No, I grew up in Pennsylvania, but that's where I was. I was out in the country, so there wasn't mm-hmm. much going on, but radio was my connect to the whole outside world.
That's awesome. I love it. I feel like we share that now. And obviously, since you're in New England, you're a woman after my own heart. I miss New England desperately, for sure.
Oh, I love it out here. It's better. I mean, you know, I've only been out on an airplane once in my whole life, and that was to go to Florida to visit my sister. So
wow.
That was it.
Wow, you might want to do that. It's a kind of a pain in the rear to travel these days, as my mom could tell you, but it's worth it to see that big old world out there, Kathy.
I know, but my daughter tells me that all the time, and I said no, because I'll get lost. I'll get lost in one of those big, you know, airports. Forget about it.
Your daughter should travel with you. I will have to do that with my mom when she gets older. Well, it's good to talk to you, Kathy. We're glad
to
keep you company.
You.
Thank you for getting up and listening to the show.
I'll be here till 6:00.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kathy in Maine. James is in Atlanta. James, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. So I was telling the host, I just think it's kind of crazy that you're talking about what you're talking about tonight with the favorite radio station and who's your favorite host. So in May of 22, I got promoted and moved to a different city, and my hours changed, and I was no longer able to listen to you. I listened to you every night on the way home from work for 4 years.
Wow.
And I remember when I left Atlanta and went to Greenville, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to listen to Amy anymore. And it was, you know, it was kind of depressing. So tonight is the first time in 2 years since May that I've had the opportunity to listen to you. And I was so excited. Couldn't wait to get in the car to go to work and hear you talking about what you're talking about. So it's really cool. But, yeah, you're definitely my favorite host. I love what you bring to the show. And I'm so happy that I can listen to you again.
Well, I appreciate that. Also, just as a side note, it's amazing to me that people still don't know this, but that's on me. I need to keep communicating it. We do have a podcast that you can listen to anytime you want. And for the most part, it's got very few commercial breaks. I try to tell people that because you can actually listen to it in a condensed version. And so if you're in your car, you're driving, you can pop it onto your phone. That's how my husband listens. So he listens every day, but he doesn't do it until the show is over. He just grabs the podcast. So I hope that you'll check that out. But it's good to hear from you, and I appreciate that you're tuned in and how excited you are. I'm not even sure I'm that excited about doing the show tonight. So thank you for listening.
You're more than welcome. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. I love your laugh.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Exactly what I need to hear, James. Thank you so much. 855-212-4227. Getting a bunch of your responses on Twix as well. Let's see. This one comes from, I'm going to assume it's a San Diego Padres fan, although I don't know his name. He says, happy National Radio Day. What odds do you believe the Padres have in potentially making the playoffs or even going to the World Series and maybe winning it? Well, you know, I don't deal in odds because it's just guessing. However, the Padres have got the total package right now, and I love the confidence with which they're playing. I do think there's a lot to like about what they bring to the table, and the more they have to fight and scratch and claw for a playoff spot even now, the more that they have to continue to reel in the Dodgers and look up at the Dodgers means that they're going to be in that playoff mode, if that makes sense. So the sense of urgency, the intensity, all of that is what we're getting. And these comeback wins, stringing together series wins, all of that gives them great confidence as well. And so they won't be intimidated by the Dodgers or any of the other teams that have had recent success. And remember, a bunch of these guys were part of the team that went to the NLCS just 2 seasons ago. So it's huge. So thank you for asking. He also says, you and JR Sport Brief are among my favorite radio show hosts on Infinity Sports Network. He's getting used to the name. We're still getting used to the name. Okay, let's see. Jim says, when I was a kid, I loved listening to baseball games on the radio with my grandfather. I've loved listening to radio ever since. My favorite station is 105.3 The Fan. That's awesome. So that is our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for listening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. James says, I guess I'm in a unique situation, but I fell in love with radio at a young age, and I want to get into it as a career. Nah, not that unique. I would say that's exactly what happened with me, James. He says, the sound of storytelling is unique to me. Love hearing Boomer Esiason on WFAN, which is our New York affiliate. He also says, you and Zach Gelb are two of my favorites. Thank you, James. That's so kind of you. Sean on Twix. For play-by-play, I've never heard anyone do it better than Jack Buck. Prior to leaving for satellite, I also found the DA show to be wildly entertaining, a hilarious sports talk radio show. Oh yeah, DA is terrific, and I hope that you'll check him out on satellite as well. All right, so we got a few of your responses coming in. We'll continue to share those. Again, top of the hour, we'll have Sammy Levitt, who's been calling his first play-by-play for the San Diego Padres. And I can't wait to ask him about the experience. What a cool dream come true for him. And I'll get these posts up on Facebook as well. So yeah, you want to let us know what you love about radio. And if you have a favorite host or a favorite station or network, because it's National Radio Day. And it really is at the very core, to me, it's still this amazing way that we can have conversations across the miles and across the time zones and across the other ways that we're divided. And I will always still just feel like a girl who loves radio. That has not changed, not in 25 plus years of being in this business. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco Belletti.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
If you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best, whatever. You are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it more and more. You start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are.
Tua Tagovailoa to the Dan Le Batard show. He goes on to say, you could be the president of the United States, meaning you could be the most important leader in the free world, and still, if someone is telling you you're a terrible person, you're no good at what you do, you don't deserve to be here, you got this job by fluke, or how about, hey, we're trying to replace you every single day, that would definitely wear on you and chip away at your confidence. And in chipping away at your confidence, also detract from your ability to do your job. So Tua tells that story and gives that perspective about the difference between Brian Flores and his current coach, Mike McDaniel. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You may remember the recent career arc of Flores after he was fired. So he worked with Tua early in his tenure there, first two seasons with the Dolphins. After he got fired, he ends up filing a lawsuit against not just the Dolphins and owner Stephen Ross, but also a couple of other teams, as well as the NFL, for racial discrimination, feeling like he was discriminated against based on his color, which is black. And so even as that is going on, Mike Tomlin hires him. So he does not get a new head coaching job, though I do recall that he interviewed for a couple of them. He doesn't get a head coaching job. Instead, he ends up spending a year with the Steelers as a special assistant of sorts. And I really appreciated that Mike Tomlin wanted to make sure Brian Flores got a job. I appreciate that Tomlin wanted to give him a place to land. And after that year in Pittsburgh, he went to Minnesota. And he's now starting his second year as the D coordinator with the Vikings. Now, when Brian Flores stepped in front of the microphones on Tuesday, just want to clarify, this was a previously scheduled press conference. This was not called just because of Tua. And it was interesting to see the optics of it. He had two of his players standing with him. And Brian said, it meant a lot that Harrison Phillips and Josh Metellus were with me as I was making these comments, knowing, of course, that he was going to get asked about Tua. And I also appreciate, now I know he went on and on for 17 minutes-ish, and a lot of it was about Tua because people kept asking, but I appreciate that he was humble about it. I appreciate that he admitted that if he knew then what he knows now, if he could go back and do it again, that he would be different. It would be different in his relationship with Tua.
Part of coaching is correcting. I'm always going to correct. I'm always going to have a high standard. Look, I've done a lot of reflecting and on this situation. And I think there's things that I could do better, for sure. And I've grown in that way. And I've tried to apply the things that I could do better and the things that I've learned over the last 2-3 years. But I would say over the long haul, I've had a lot of great relationships over my 21-year career here in the league. But I'm also always looking to get better and involved. I'm open to getting better, and that's always the always my mindset.
The words you use were terrible person. I'm just curious how that hit you in yourself.
Look, I'm human, so that hit me in a way that I wouldn't say it was positive for me. But at the same time, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores.
He definitely recognizes that his style at the time, remember, he was a first-time head coach as well. It doesn't excuse him, but you could hear it in his voice and you could see it on his face that he's contrite about it and that he wishes he had done things differently. And I tried to put myself in his shoes, thinking about times where I've said something harsh or texted something harsh to someone that I work with or to someone that I know personally, maybe even a family member. And in my intensity and my desire to do an excellent show or fix a problem or get my point across, I kind of steamrolled over their feelings and didn't consider how my words or my approach would land or the impact it would have. I will readily admit I'm an extremely intense person when it comes to work. I'm pretty businesslike. Not that I don't ask people how they're doing or bring cookies to work, but once I get locked in, I get locked in. And there are times where I've had people say to me, yeah, that's intimidating, or it can be harsh at times. I even had one younger producer say to me, can you be a little nicer? Can you say it this way instead of another way? And I had to stop and consider, that every personality is different. And in the case of Flores, his coaching style didn't work with Tua, right? That tough love, if that's what he was doing, didn't work with Tua. It didn't land. And that may be part of the reason why the Dolphins didn't win when he was there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.